From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. More than 80 people are under arrest in Oakland, California. Violent protests broke out there after a jury in Los Angeles acquitted a former white transit officer of murder and convicted him on the lesser charge of involuntary manslaughter in the death of an unarmed black man. Wanda Johnson is the mother of the victim.
My son was murdered. He was murdered. He was murdered.
Some of the protesters set fires in trash bins and smashed store windows. At least a dozen businesses sustained damage in the rioting. The U.S. and Russia have completed an exchange of spies. Eugen Freund reports two planes arrived in Vienna. One was carrying 10 Russian agents deported from the U.S. The other had on board four Russians imprisoned for improper contact with the West.
Under the protection of a dark plastic-covered gangway, a number of unidentified people walked down the American plane and a few minutes later, now uncovered, stepped up the gangway and got into the Russian plane. And just as they had arrived only minutes apart, the two planes departed. For NPR News, I'm Eugen Freund in Vienna.
Explosions triggered by two suicide bombers have killed more than 60 people in Pakistan. Dozens of others were injured. NPR's Julie McCarthy in Lahore says one of the blasts was fairly small, but the other was huge.
The bomb that killed women and children ripped through the bazaar where the office of the district's chief political officer is located. Television images show scenes of devastation, with reports that half of the bazaar has been destroyed. Dozens of vehicles have been reduced to charred wreckage. The bombing is a sign of the militants' resistance despite ongoing operations against them. Two major offensives last year to eliminate the homegrown Taliban in the northwest have ignited retaliation. Islamist militants have killed hundreds of people in attacks across the country. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Lahore.
The Obama administration is preparing a new moratorium on deep water oil drilling in the Gulf of Mexico after a federal appeals court sided with a lower court in blocking the first six-month drilling ban from taking effect. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal says the court was right because a sweeping ban is not warranted. He says it should be more focused.
Why not allow the rigs to continue to drill until they get close to a reservoir where they know that drilling can be done safely? Or why not apply the moratorium on an individual case-by-case basis based on the inspections on each of these rigs?
Jindal says the moratorium the administration is seeking would cost tens of thousands of jobs along the Gulf Coast at a time when the region is already feeling the economic pinch of the massive oil spill. The Commerce Department says inventories held by wholesalers are up for a fifth straight month, but sales at the wholesale level declined in May for the first time in more than a year. Stock prices barely budging on Wall Street so far today. The Dow is up 22 points. The Nasdaq Composite is up 9. This is NPR News from Washington. An analysis of the controversial diabetes drug Avandia, released by the Food and Drug Administration, shows the medication clearly causes more heart problems than a similar diabetes drug. Joanne Silberner reports some at the FDA are calling for the agency to order Avandia removed from the market.
Avandia came on the market in 1999 with great fanfare. At one point, it was the most popular diabetes drug in the world. But studies done in 2007 and beyond, with data from hundreds of thousands of people, have linked Avandia to an increased risk of heart problems. And in background papers prepared for an upcoming meeting on the drug, one FDA staff scientist concluded that for every 60 people on Avandia for a year, there will be an extra case of heart attack, stroke, heart failure, or death. Manufacturer GlaxoSmithKline has continued to defend its product. At the meeting next week, the agency will ask a committee of outside experts whether Avandia should be sold at all. For NPR News, I'm Joanne Fulberner.
National Basketball Association star LeBron James insists it was not about the money, James explaining on ESPN his decision to leave the Cleveland Cavaliers and sign with the Miami Heat.
I feel like it's going to give me the best opportunity to win and to win for multiple years. And not only just to win in a regular season or just to win five games in a row or three games in a row. I want to be able to win championships, and I feel like I can compete down there.
The move will have James joining Heat veteran Dwayne Wade and another new addition to the team, forward Chris Bosh in Miami. Cavaliers majority owner Dan Gilbert called James' departure from the Cavs a shocking act of disloyalty. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.